We would also like to share some of our observations on the characterization debate, which are quite similar to the ones that we had already last year, but I think it's still important to also share some general views on this topic, but we will also share some views on the text on the screen. First, maybe I directly react to some of the observations from other delegations that we heard. If we go into a text like this, we don't see the text on the screen directly related to human control, as was indicated by the Russian Federation, especially if we go to the last part, on the last bullet. This is more, in our view, a definition of autonomy. It is not yet a definition of human control or how this applies. This is something that we have to do at some other part, which is probably way more important, but I will come to that. On the question of lethality, we are of the same position as Belgium. This word is not very useful and not needed in our discussion. It rather creates confusion, and we would happily drop the lethal even in the title of our working group. In general, we also think a precise definition is not needed for prohibition of certain types of autonomous weapon systems for us to continue our discussions. At the same time, it is of course useful, and we see that there is a need from a number of delegations for us to move forward. We will consider this then as a working definition, and if we go into that direction, we find the definition by the ICRC as the most useful and sufficient one, which describes autonomous weapon systems as weapons with select and apply force to targets without human intervention. Coming to the text here, we see some useful additions to that. I think technologies that enable is useful, as it implies a technology neutral approach. This is also something we have advocated many times before. If we address function of autonomy in weapon systems, it's much more useful than talking about categories of weapons. Such an approach was already promoted in the past by states, but also it can be found in several chairs' papers in summaries of previous years, going back many years. It takes into account the fact that almost any weapon system can incorporate autonomous functions, also that systems are becoming more and more complex. We see an inherent risk that too much detailed deliberations might be overtaken by technological developments. That's why a technological neutral approach is so important, and by inserting this little part here at the beginning proposed by three states, I think we are taking this into account. Once activated is probably also a useful addition. In the rest, as mentioned before, we prefer the well-established and also age-old formulations by the ICRC, which is select and engage, apply force, and the human intervention. Not sure if we need the different adjectives at the beginning of the last bullet. And I think these are the main points that we want to make. Thank you.
I would now like to pass the floor to Civilian Agenda to hear their views.